Letters to Daniel, Volume 4, Letter 171. The Word Against Gaia, Mother Earth. Printed and posted in the year of Christ our King, 2013, in the second month, on the 20th day of the second month.
Our planet, Mother Earth, is a sacred home to us all. The Earth is constantly providing and sustaining all life. There is no scarcity, only abundance and bounty. This is a natural state in which our planet is in. That is also our true state. We truly have it all. The elemental forces of Earth are the manifestation of the energy of life. We have air, water, fire, and wind, and these elements are manifestations that influence and transform energy into matter. The Earth's energy field is a powerful balance, creating dark and light. We are connected to this balance. Through Earth, we receive energy, support, prosperity, and strength. We are never separate from the Earth and its abundant energy. We are all in this together. We are one. I remember to see the world through the eyes of love and acceptance. All is magnificent in my world. I have come to this planet to learn to love myself more and to share that love with all those around me. As I change my thoughts, the world changes around me. Greatness exists in all of us.
Dear Dan, in the political campaign leading up to the 2000 election, I had occasion to watch TV. Al Gore was running for president of the United States, representing the Democratic Party. The news show I was watching was a report of Mr. Gore at a fundraising rally that consisted of mainly businessmen and women. I really wasn't paying that much attention until he said something that got my attention. As part of his speech, he began a new topic with the following words, "And when you wrap yourselves around your customers." By this time there had been about 5 years for me to think about one of the main topics in the dream and vision I had while a patient at Harborview. In fact, the content of the dream was so pronounced it made me get up out of bed, fight with the nurse, and then get put back into bed and manacled with chains. This had to do with a form of commerce that made the customer a slave to do the bidding of the merchant. Please see Incident at Harborview for details. Later on, after the election was settled, arguably some would say, by the Supreme Court, and George Bush was declared president, I would see Al Gore from time to time on TV, and I could tell he was depressed for a while at the decision, though over time Mr. Gore recovered enough to pursue his own interests. But the amount of division that had occurred from the election left a vector of attack for Satan. I could tell that the Democrats wanted to have their own president, so they followed Al Gore as best they could. This became especially prominent after 9/11 and the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. Followers demand a leader, and a leader must have some sort of a direction and destination. Al Gore and many of his followers jumped on the green bandwagon of environmentalism. I believe they did this not so much to save the planet, but more as a reactionary cause to have against the Republicans, since they did not agree with going to war. And so it became easy for them to embrace things like global warming, carbon credits, etc., regardless of the junk science used to support the claims, because they already believed that way. It's not clear to me if Mr. Gore knew the driver of that bandwagon was none other than one of Satan's mistresses, known to the modern pagans as Mother Earth, or by the ancients as Gaia. Gaia is like a boa constrictor. She will wrap herself around her prey and squeeze until they are dead, and then go on in search of new game. And we have seen just some of the results of her stricture. Light bulbs regulated into non-existence, grocery bags made illegal, and forcing restaurants to use a particular kind of doggy bag, just to name a few oddities. But worst of all, is her reinforcing of the notion that the environment is more important than those for whom it was created. And she has a host of demons at her command to drag her followers into various extremes in promoting and practicing the worship of her god, the devil. The word against Gaia is Jesus, the Son of God. The shield against Gaia is believing, faith, that He created the heavens and the earth. The sword against Gaia is knowing the scripture, the word of God. Blessings. R.C. Theophilus. P.S. Yet another snake bites the dust.